Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Back in Houston, as promised, with the voice, Mark Vandermeer, coming off the highest scoring game of the year. And boy, this really was all phases of the game played together.
What a breath of fresh air to get a blowout win over the arch rival Tennessee Titans, a place that used to give the Texans horrors, but now they're doing very well when they go on the road to Nashville. And the defense got it started with the fumble recovery for a touchdown. The offense takes the field relaxed. Defense gave them another great spot for the field goal. Up 10-0, Patty. Game over. So Brandon Weeden and company really had a chance to stretch out, score some points after that.
Yeah, everyone did a great job. And we, of course, get on the plane and we start watching all the other games. Mm. We then get pushed to Monday night, hoping for Cincinnati. It's still not determined yet.
Haven't clinched yet, although the odds would say it's highly in the Texans' favor, even with a loss, that they're going to be the AFC South champions. But they don't want to hear anything like that, Patty. The Texans know they can take care of business at home with a win over Jacksonville, get it done, and become the AFC South champions for the first time since 2012.
And, Mark, you mentioned defense and really how well they have been playing. And regardless of whether his hand is in a cast, wrapped up, or whatever, J.J. Watt is out there leading the way.
Hand in a cast. That's nothing to J.J. Watt. Look, he was part of a defensive front that put a lot of pressure on Zach Mettenberger. Yeah, they only got one sack, but Mettenberger had to get the ball out fast a lot. He took numerous hits. Watt did have the sack, and I know you did have a chance to catch up with him earlier.
All right, with the regular season 2015 coming to an end, every season kind of has a story, kind of has some highs, some lows. Just your thoughts if you were to sum up this season.
I think it's almost the tale of two halves, you know. I mean, I think in the first half we were underwhelming, to say the least, and we didn't, things didn't go the way we wanted them to, but guys stuck together, guys fought to get back to where we are now, and here we are with a chance to win the division on Sunday. And I think it's a testament to the players. I think it's a testament to the coaching staff and, you know, to the fans for sticking through it all.
I mean, obviously, when you go into a season, you have no idea that you're going to go through four quarterbacks. You have no idea who's going to get injured or kind of what's going to happen. But now, as you've been in the league for a few years, do you sort of realize that it's really not so much what kind of happens as the season goes on, but how you react to it and how you handle it?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been through a lot of quarterbacks in my time here. And especially the last 2 years, we've been through a whole lot of them. And while it is a difficult situation, no doubt, I think our team has responded in a way that maybe not that other teams wouldn't, but I think we just, it doesn't even faze us anymore, you know, because we realize that if everybody else around plays well, that we can take a whole lot of pressure off of that position. And we've done a great job of battling through that adversity.
You kind of answered this a little bit in these last two questions, but what does it mean to you and to this team to come out and start at 2-5? And to hang in there, go through all that you went through, and now essentially be, you know, possibly winning the division here on Sunday.
It means a lot because the guys believed in each other, and we all stuck together through times when not a whole lot of people expected us to be in this position or thought it was even a possibility. So I think it's very rewarding for guys who stuck through it and worked their butts off through a time where it would have been very easy to pack it in and to say, you know what, maybe this just wasn't our year. But here we are with a chance to win the division and to go on into the playoffs, and I think it's a very rewarding feeling for guys.
When you talk about you guys sticking together, and this is a genuine question that I don't know the answer to, OB talked about, and I asked him about it earlier in the week, it seems like he talks about you guys as players recently with so much more passion, so much more respect. After the game last weekend, the players were really commending the coaching staff and what a great job they've done. Has there been sort of a coming together and a mutual respect that has grown throughout the season that maybe you guys have developed, and how important is that to kind of take it to the next level?
I think with any season, teams grow together and they really start to figure out their identity and figure out the path that they're going on as the year goes on, and this year is no different. You know, we've really started to come together and everybody started to figure each other out as the season went on. And I think that's a good thing. You don't want to figure it out all too early and then get to the end of the season and it's kind of same old, same old. You know, we're figuring it out. Here we are headed into the last game and hopefully into the playoffs. So I think it's a great time to start figuring it out.
When you look at this defense, it seems like you guys have figured it out. It was such a highly touted defense going into the season, struggled a little bit, but then really has just really been almost, you guys have been unstoppable for the past few weeks. Just your thoughts on where it is, what you guys have come to, and is that what your expectations were?
You know, I think it's a week-to-week thing. I think there's still weeks in the last few weeks that we'd like to have back or things we'd like to do better. But I think overall our defense has started to play better in the second half, and there's definitely been times where it looks like the defense we expect it to be. But we also understand it's week-to-week. you have to put in the work, you have to put in the film study, you have to execute every single week, because in this league, everybody's good. So you have to make sure that you do your job.
What about you personally? Leading, obviously, in so many different categories, just have you kind of met the expectations that you set for yourself, and how important is that to you?
I don't think I have. You know, I have extremely high expectations for myself, and obviously having the broken hand the last few weeks hasn't helped any. But as long as our team wins and as long as we get to go win division and get into the playoffs and go from there, that's all that really matters to me. So whatever I can do from this point forward to help my team win games. But I mean, I think if you look at it overall, and like you said, some of the categories and things like that, I think it's a situation that most guys wouldn't be too upset with.
How has the hand really affected you, not just so much physically but mentally, knowing that you're not able to do the things that you expect of yourself?
It's very frustrating. You know, it's been very frustrating sometimes to cut on the film and see and know that what you can do is so much better than what you have been doing. But I'm very excited to move past that phase when it comes and really just do whatever I can to help my team win. I think it's one of those things where you just lay everything you have out there, you know, and whatever you can do to help your team win, however you can get out there and help your team win and try and lead them is what you're going to try and do.
Is there any timetable or anything on where you go from here with that hand?
You'll have to watch and see.
All right.
That sounds very interesting. You think that cast's going to come off soon?
I guess we'll just have to do what he said and wait and see. But you know what? Go ahead.
Well, you never know about broken bones, because Mike Brazel and Daniel Manning both had a broken bone in their leg in 2011, right? And it took 4 weeks. Each guy was back. Now, I know that it's a hand, it's a leg, and broken bones are different on different people. We'll see how long that takes to get the cast off.
I had broken things in my knee 2 years ago, and I didn't miss a game.
Didn't. Yes, you were awesome.
But hey, more on J.J. Watt tomorrow night in Texans Weekly, where he kind of breaks down the matchup coming up against Jacksonville. Let's talk about that. Boy, Blake Bortles still kind of learning the game, but he's kind of a little force to be reckoned with.
Oh, my gosh, 35 touchdown passes. He is a force, Patty. He's got great wide receivers to throw it to. Allen Robinson, who played for Bill O'Brien at Penn State, and Allen Hurns from the University of Miami, undrafted. Both players are very dangerous. He's got dangerous tight ends. Mercedes Lewis is still on this team. You're talking about Julius Thomas, who has missed some time, but he's still pretty good, played well for the Denver Broncos. So watch out for the array of weapons that Jacksonville has on offense. On defense, they've struggled.
And even though about 10 different scenarios have to happen for the Texans to clinch, head coach Bill O'Brien says he's playing to win.
Oh, he's playing to win. Yeah, I mean, they can get in a variety of ways, like you said. But the last thing he wants to do is take the field with less than a full hand, rest guys, and then start to watch the scoreboard, watch red zone. You know, he wants to take the field with as full an arsenal as possible, beat the Jags, become the champs.
All right, great stuff, Mark. We have to take a time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll hear who the Houston Texans would most like to endorse. Stay with us.